Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I need to stop looking at Twitter for the day. It has ruined my soul. My soul has been ruined for the day. And on a Friday.
And this early in the day.
Yeah.
That's a shame. What are you going to do? So much to talk about with Lan He Chen, David and Diane Steffi Fellow in American Public Policy Studies at the Hoover Institution, the Director of Domestic Policy Studies at Stanford University, and a candidate for the California State Comptroller's Office, recently endorsed by both the Los Angeles Times as a Republican, for the love of heaven, and the Orange County Register. It's Lan He Chen. Lan He, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you.
Great to have you. So something we were discussing earlier in the show, and I will take pains to keep this on an academic level. You have a president who is not terribly popular and really quite old and unlikely, extremely unlikely to run for re-election. In fact, I predicted he wouldn't finish his term. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. You have an extremely unpopular vice president whose qualifications to lead the nation are in doubt, to say the least. I think we are a nation that is headed toward a real crisis. Do you share that worry at all?
Well, I have a particular concern around the economy now. And I think, as both of you know, in my prior life before running for this office, I spent a lot of time thinking about economic policy and a lot of time thinking about the course of our economy. And we got news yesterday, you may have covered this, that the economy is actually shrinking. That the size of our economy is decreasing, and you add that to the inflationary pressure that a lot of families around the country, and particularly here in California, feel, and we have some real severe economic challenges. And of course, what does the president decide to go and do? Well, he decides yesterday to talk about student loan forgiveness, and he's really at this point now engaged in politics as opposed to policy. Because if he were really serious about dealing with inflation, really serious about dealing with our economic condition, he would not go out and propose, hundreds of billions, if not trillions, in new spending, which is part of the reason we're here, by the way, guys. Part of the reason we have 8.5% inflation, why gas and milk and everything else we buy costs more, is because we have put trillions of dollars of stimulus into this economy in the last year and a half, 2 years. And so it's just not serious anymore. And that's the problem, is that the folks in Washington, they don't seriously understand the challenges this economy is about to face. And so if it's not inflation, it is going to be recession. And that's a horrible combination. If anybody remembers back to the late 1970s, it is a horrible combination for our economy.
Yeah, so who's making these decisions? Speaking of Twitter, has he been being led by the Twitter left who cares about the college? Because the average American thinks it's insane to bail out the college student loan debt. And at a time when the economy is shrinking and inflation's at record highs, you're absolutely right. It's a, what an insane policy decision.
Well, it is, you know, it is interesting because when Biden campaigned for president, he campaigned as somebody who would bring people together and try to find relatively centrist solutions. And so far, we have seen a lot of pretty far left policies. I mean, this thing on student loan forgiveness is the latest example of something that is embraced by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but causes Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin to cringe because it is not, it is an example of another set of policies that do not speak to the economic challenges that American families are facing right now. The fundamental economic challenge that American families face right now is they have a difficult time affording the gas they need to put in their cars to get to work. And you're out here talking about something which is, you know, I think, frankly, a political campaign issue. Joe Biden needs to figure out a way to fire up the progressive left because that is the only way he believes that he bails himself out of a very, very poor midterm election cycle. So he's trying to motivate the progressive left, and he does it by proposing policies that I'm pretty sure 75% of people look at and they say, why are we doing this? Why are we not figuring out a way to get this economy on track instead?
So this is more a philosophical question than a policy question, but as most political messages, especially these days, have to be extremely simple and blunt to break through, is it possible that voters are beginning to grasp the subtlety of when the government acts as Santa Claus, there are economic effects that hurt you? Do you think people are connecting those dots?
I don't know. I hope they are, because I think it's fairly obvious why we've seen inflation and prices explode so much over the last 6 months. And I think it's important for people who believe that to be the case, and I certainly do, to make that clear, that the reason that we have record inflation, the reason why families are having a tougher and tougher time making ends meet, and by the way, the housing market, which has undergone a massive expansion over the last 2 years, is headed in some places, I fear, for a massive correction, precisely because of the economic conditions and the broader inflationary conditions we face. And with interest rates rising, it's going to get harder and harder for people to afford houses. And also, by the way, people who carried out loans that have adjustable rates are going to get hit very, very hard because of the rising interest rates. So there's all sorts of things happening in this economy that I think is really kind of a toxic mix. And folks just need to recognize that we didn't get here by accident. OK, it's not like, you know, Joe Biden makes it sound like Vladimir Putin caused inflation. And it's like, listen, buddy, I got news for you. You caused it. You and people who decided that we were going to put, as I said, trillions of dollars into this economy, you caused it.
Wow. And so, Lon Hee Chen, you're the guy who's putting all those stickers on the gas pumps then. You're the guy with the Biden stickers to say, I did that, next to the numbers on the gas pumps. I'll be darned.
By the way, here's a simple idea. Why don't we give people a very clear sense when they fill up their gas tanks, how much in those gas fees per gallon are because of taxes?
No kidding.
Why don't we just give people a clear idea of that so they can get a sense of how badly they're getting hosed every time they put a gallon of gas into their car?
I'm against this sort of thing as a libertarian, but I would like it to happen like the same way that they have calories next to the food now on the menus.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if on every gas pump it told you how much of the price was taxes.
Yeah, I mean, and then it'd be great if we could figure out where that money all actually went, because what we're told in California is it's going to build better roads. I don't know about that. I've driven around on these roads recently. They're not so good.
Yeah.
So, this is the stuff that drives people nuts, though, is that fundamentally you have government making excuses. You have government saying, well, we're doing all this stuff for you. And people turn around and they say, no, actually, I think you're making it harder. And right now, in many cases, unfortunately, for too many families, things are not going well. And they're not going well because of bad decisions by our policymakers.
Hey, speaking of bad decisions by policymakers, we talked about this story earlier in the week, and I understand you have some thoughts on it. The San Francisco Chronicle did a great job of looking into the results of the hundreds of millions of dollars taxpayers have spent to deal with the so-called homeless problem, and the results have been horrible. People dying of opioid deaths, people staying homeless, an increase in homelessness of 56% after spending all that money. How did that report strike you?
In 2 minutes or less, if you can pull it off.
Well, it reminds me of what happens when you don't have effective oversight in a city or in a state. And in California, there is no problem where the lack of oversight has been a bigger cause of things getting worse than our homelessness crisis. In San Francisco, they spent a lot of money. In L.A., we know they, in one program, they're spending $800,000 per unit of housing construction, and the problems are getting worse. In the state of California overall, we've allocated $20 billion for homelessness over the last 3 years. And every Californian I speak to and everything that I see suggests the problem is getting worse. So you tell me what's the problem here? The problem is there's nobody who's saying, hey, you can't keep spending this money if it's not solving problems. If you're going to spend money, it better solve problems. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm running for controller in California, because as controller, my job would be to provide accountability for every single dollar this state spends. And I will tell you, in homelessness, we are not solving the problem. We are spending an awful lot of money, and we need to get back into the problem solving business again. We are not only hurting people who are homeless by not giving them the ability and helping them figure out how to get out of that situation, but we're making it worse, and people are literally dying in San Francisco. They are living in rat feces infested hotels because the city of San Francisco can't get its act together, and because the mayor there doesn't want accountability. All right. And they have repeatedly refused to have an oversight commission. And I'll tell you, it's about time somebody was up there calling balls and strikes and saying, you guys can't keep doing this. You can't keep spending good money and sending it after bad. So that I think is really the fundamental root of the problem, is we don't have an independent fiscal watchdog. We have too many lapdogs in
and that is
state
why
government.
That is why Lan He Chen is running for California State Controller. Lan He, always enlightening. Thanks so much for the time. Good to talk to you.
Great to be with you guys.
And, of course, one of the most insidious parts of that lack of an oversight or accountability or whatever is that, for ideological reasons, those on the left continue to ignore the fact that we have an enormous drug crisis, and that's at the heart of a lot of what's going on with the so-called homeless crisis.
But just in general, nobody ever looks at the results of government programs. Somebody proposes them, they pass, you spend a bunch of money, and then nobody ever checks to see, hey, did that work or not? You just keep doing it.
Right. You don't even like get as far as getting a dishonest answer. Nobody even asks the question.
If you miss an hour, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.